Rate of black imprisonment worse than US fighting racism means fighting capitalism. Marvin Hay, Socialist Party Black and Asian Group. Black people are even more overrepresented in prisons in England and Wales than their American counterparts, according to the Lamy Review published on the 8th of September. Black people make up 3% of the general population and 12% in prison, compared with 13% and 35% respectively in the US. And the Ministry of Justice's exploratory study published on the 1st of September found that young black people are 9 times more likely to be jailed than young white people. To say this Cameron commissioned review into the treatment of ethnic minorities in the justice system is long overdue is an understatement. Meanwhile, the government continues to hold back a Home Office report into deaths in police custody, commissioned by this AMA in 2015, that will likely further evidence black, Asian and minority ethnic inequality. This latest review was chaired by Black Labour MP David Lammy. However, like the reviews before it, Scarman 1981 on the Brixton riots, Macpherson 1999 on the Stephen Lawrence murder, it highlights the oppression faced by black and Asian people without addressing its key causes. Lammy's recommendations include sealing criminal records, reviewing gang prosecutions, deferring prison sentences, positive discrimination in prison and judiciary jobs, and a rate-your-judge system. If implemented, some of these proposals undoubtedly would help. But they still don't get to the root of the problems, and in some cases, may actually exacerbate them. For instance, positive discrimination as proposed leaves hiring in the hands of the capitalists and their senior managers, to appoint leaders who share their outlook, and will protect their interests. It can also cause resentment and division among workers. Lammy takes the view, in a similar vein to Out of the Ashes, his book about the 2011 riots, that communities must take greater responsibility for the care and development of their people. He falls short of pointing the finger at the state for deaths in police custody, or at the profit system for trapping black and Asian youth in a cycle of poverty and crime. There have been many reviews into racial inequality over the years by establishment politicians. What is missing is a review by the community, led by the trade unions, with recommendations that can truly take the ruling class to task. The causes of over-representation in prison go deeper than institutional racism in the justice system. Both reflect a system that exploits and oppresses whole swaths of society in order to enrich a few. Fully overcoming racial inequality means linking the campaign against bigotry and oppression to a socialist program. Take the wealth out of the hands of the super-rich, and invest in education, employment, public services and homes. Remove the right to appoint judges, police officers and prison bosses, and all the power of the state, from the capitalists and their political representatives,